football on Off the Ball.
The rebuilding, the restarting process, I think he's taking on right now one of the most difficult eras of his entire coaching career, in my opinion.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we have the fallout from last night's EFL Cup matches, including a big win for an Irish manager. We look ahead to the opening night of the Europa League, including Celtic's trip to Belgrade to take on Red Star, and Barcelona suffer a big injury blow to one of their key midfielders. But first, two events in the EFL Cup last night, and Alexander Isak scored his first goal for Liverpool to help them beat Southampton 2-1 and book their place in the fourth round. Another summer signing, Hugo Ekitike, got the winner at Anfield, but he was sent off shortly after the goal for a second yellow card. He was shown for taking off his jersey to celebrate. His manager Arne Slot wasn't impressed.
It was stupid, not smart, in every sense. And the good thing was that his teammates helped him, because we could bring the winger over the line. But if the information is correct, he's now suspended for Saturday, and that is that's far from ideal.
Liverpool's record signing Isak was delighted to open his account for the Premier League champions.
It was good to get minutes, but of course it's a competitive game, so the main goal is to win, and we got to score a goal. So that's my main priority, you know, to help the team with my goals and my game. But you know, it was good to get some more minutes as well, you know, on the way to getting fit.
Ahead of the game, a minute silence was observed after the passing of former Liverpool women's team boss Matt Beard, and Slot paid tribute to Beard ahead of the game.
Had so many impact on women's football in general, and definitely for Liverpool. Back-to-back titles brought them back to the highest league. But I think in moments like this, it's so nice to get the recognition for what you did as a manager. But I think what is even more important to mention is how much he was loved by his players, by his staff that were working at Melwood, and by his family, by his wife Debbie and his children. So that is the hardest thing to think about in these moments of time. And it's great that he gets a lot of recognition for what a great manager he was. But he should, and by the way, gets also the recognition of a great human being.
And on this week's Koi Gig podcast, former Ireland midfielder Karen Duggan joined Kathleen McNamee and Scarlett Heron. They reflected on the impact Beard made in the women's game.
I mean, obviously, it's any passing is impactful across the game when someone has put so much time and effort as Matt Beard has into the game. But I think you can tell by the tone of all of the messages from former players, kind of the mark of the man that he was and the support that he gave people. You know, it's actually the hardest thing in the world to keep footballers happy as a manager. And the fact that they've all come out and said in a very human way, he supported them. He gave them chances when maybe other people didn't, and seemed to put the person first. And like I said, that is one of the hardest things. It's ruthless. You have to be ruthless to be a manager, but he seemed to strike the balance perfectly between that and showing care to the person. And yeah, every message that you read from players, it's heartbreaking, because you can just tell how genuine it is, and he'll be sorely missed across the footballing community. And obviously, first and foremost, the thoughts are with his immediate family.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we talk a lot about trailblazers in the women's game, and we mostly reference players, but he is definitely one of the trailblazers for the WSL and for women's football in general across the world. And yeah, even like you talk about him being a full-time real estate agent there, and I think he left his role and sold his house to take the Liverpool job in 2013, and he was only getting minimum wage. And it's just the commitment that he gave. He was all in from the very start to try and obviously help the women's game and to promote it as best as he could. And obviously, Karen and yourself touched on it there, the impact he had on players from every team. I think it was Louise Quinn even put up yesterday, like, she was never managed by him, but she said, like, it's amazing the impact a manager could have on you when he never even coached you directly. He'll definitely be missed by really everyone in the game. And it's, as I said, like, it's characters like that that have helped women's football get to where it is now. And you need more people like him in the game. So it's devastating news, really, for his family especially.
And with the return of the WSL, a huge window of international games on the horizon and the business end of the League of Ireland season upon us, you can listen to the Koi Gig podcast each and every week wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube for free in your OTB football feed. Elsewhere in the EFL Cup last night, Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says their third round tie away to Lincoln was a great experience for the younger players. They had to come from behind to beat the League One side 2-1 thanks to goals from Tyreek George and Facundo Buonanotte.
It's not about, you know, quality, it's about desire, it's about win duel, second ball, and many of them, they didn't play against, they didn't play these kind of games, so they need the experience, and tonight I think was a great experience because we won the game also.
Seamus Coleman played 78 minutes for Everton in their 2-0 loss away to Wolves. Mark Travers was in goal for the Toffees. Jake O'Brien played the full 90 minutes. Matt Doherty played at right back for Wolves, who are still the only team yet to pick up a point in the Premier League this season. Conor Hourihan's Barnsley lost 6-0 at home to Brighton. It was quite the night for Diego Gomez, who scored 4 goals for Brighton with a couple of unbelievable strikes in there. Harry Howell and Yassin Ayari got the other goals for the Seagulls. Fulham beat Cambridge 1-0 at Craven Cottage. Wickham won 2-0 away to Wigan, and Wrexham also beat Reading 2-0. The biggest shock came at Turf Moor, where Premier League Burnley lost 2-1 at home to League One Cardiff City. Ireland international Callum Robinson was on target for the Blue Birds, who are managed by Corkman Brian Barry Murphy, and he joined Colin Buhig and Gerard Gilroy on Wednesday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast. He explained the attraction of taking this particular job.
We have a very good young team, and we've a lot of lads from Cardiff who've come through the academy, and I suppose one of the key reasons why I went to Cardiff was the excitement to work with a calibre player that probably not everyone will be aware of, definitely back home, but even over here, I'd say a lot of people wouldn't be aware of how potentially good these players could be. So I suppose this is a competition that can sometimes be overlooked, but from my point of view, it was kind of a chance to test our young players against Premier League, or you know, of players who had a lot of experience in the Championship, and they stood up to the test very well.
What did you find out about your players last night?
I suppose you know whenever you're trying to project how good a younger player can be, you're looking to test them at different levels and see how much they're struggling, how much you think they'll have to overcome in the immediate and in the future. And I just like our lads had a right go, you know, in old-fashioned terms. We had a right go off it, and probably surprised Burnley a little bit by the intensity of our play. And we played to a very high level, and in the end deservedly won, I thought.
On this week's edition of Matthew Brennan's Green Scene, Tranmere Rovers 44-year-old Irish goalkeeper Joe Murphy was one of the more eye-catching stories of the weekend gone by, and his longevity was discussed by Matthew and Colin Buhig on Tuesday's Off the Ball Breakfast.
Joe Murphy had his third start of the season for Tranmere, and he's 44 years of age, Joe Murphy is.
This is Benson and Hedges in the England squad.
I said there'd be a few surprises.
The third division players, one of them's 46.
He's actually been capped twice for the Republic of Ireland, right? So his first international appearance for the Republic of Ireland came in a 2-2 draw in a friendly at Lansdowne Road on the 9th of September 2003. And he came on in the 76th minute as a substitute. Now you might think, you know, he's two caps. I assume the second of which will have come in the same window. No, not at all. His second appearance and his final appearance for the Republic of Ireland came 7 years later in 2010. As Ireland faced off against Algeria at the RDS. And he appeared as a substitute once again in the 86th minute, coming off for Kieran Westwood. It's certainly something. He has to be our oldest ever player in the EFL. But he did concede four at the weekend, and he was obviously playing in the game, though. I just showed you the free kick from Evan Weir. He was in goal.
Right. He went from talking amongst themselves casually to euphoria.
Yeah, there's a little kind of whisper of a, come on, Evan. And he sticks it in the top corner. So
that's a left.
If you want to hear the full segment, you can do so by signing up at offtheball.com/join. You can enjoy all our content, including everything in your OTB football podcast feed on demand. Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola believes his side's team spirit can help them get back to winning silverware. City ended last season without a trophy. They're away to League One Huddersfield in the third round of the EFL Cup tonight. Guardiola says his players are incredibly connected.
Our fans especially are not stupid. And when they see this spirit together, how we want to connect it with them and within each other, the people forgive and forget absolutely the bad moments, everything.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says the League Cup has given him some of his strongest memories of success. The club ended a 70-year wait for domestic silverware by lifting the trophy last season. Newcastle are at home to League One Bradford tonight, and Howe says it would be special to go far in the competition again.
We fully respect every opponent, so these early rounds are so important that you just try and find a way to get through, and that's what we'll be trying to do.
Tottenham welcomed Doncaster to North London. Ahead of that game, manager Thomas Frank admitted he'd welcome Harry Kane back to the club with open arms. Reports in Germany suggest the England captain has a clause in his contract which allows him to leave Bayern Munich next summer. Kane's already scored 13 goals this season for the German champions, and Frank admits he'd love to have the striker in his squad.
I think there's a lot of Tottenham fans, including myself, who would like to see Kane back. He's a top player. I don't know what he's thinking. I'm a traveller. I like to explore things as well. So he's been here for many years. So why not enjoy the time at Bayern a little bit more? But he's welcome. If you want to join us, he's more than welcome.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta admits he's been surprised by some of the negative comments around his team. The Gunners, who play Port Vale in the League Cup tonight, have been criticised for their approach against Manchester City and Liverpool this season.
When I saw everything and watching it back and all the stats, I was surprised, but I respect everybody's opinion, and if I can see and learn something that I haven't seen, more than happy to do so. So that's never an issue.
That tie gets underway at 8 o'clock. The other matches start at 7:45. The Europa League gets underway tonight with the last manager to win the trophy, Ange Postecoglou, admitting there's a real buzz around Nottingham Forest ahead of their first European match in nearly 30 years. The two-time European Cup winners face Real Betis in Spain.
There's probably a couple of generations in there who've heard the stories but not lived the experiences, and now they can live their own experiences, and it's special. I know everyone at the club's super excited, the players are excited, and hopefully it's a successful campaign for us.
Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers says they've moved on from the disappointment of missing out on a place in the Champions League, having dropped into the Europa League. The Scottish champions are away to Red Star Belgrade tonight, and Rodgers says they're fully focused on being successful in UEFA's second-tier competition.
It's going to be a great tournament, great games. I'm really looking forward to the coaching challenge within that, seeing the guys operate at this level, and we know that we can have a really good possibility this season to do really well.
Among the other ties, Evan Ferguson's expected to feature for Roma, who are away to Nice. Last night in Europe, Irish defender Corian Dabba made his first start for his club Lecce in the San Siro. They were beaten 3-0 by AC Milan in the Coppa Italia. In Spain, Kylian Mbappe scored twice for Real Madrid in their 4-1 win at home to Levante. Vinicius Jr. and Franco Mastantuono got the other goals. It finished 1-1 between Athletic Bilbao and Girona. Former Manchester United midfielder Donny van de Beek suffered a suspected rupture of his Achilles in that match. And Barcelona midfielder Gavi is set to be out for up to 5 months after undergoing an operation on a knee injury. Gavi underwent surgery on a right medial meniscus injury on Tuesday, and the club confirmed his expected recovery time was between 4 and 5 months. The midfielder was sidelined for 11 months between November 2023 and October 2024 with a cruciate injury. Gavi hasn't featured since August after he sustained the problem in training. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.